smoky balsamic glazed ribs. What? Did I get your attention? So AmericanOliveFarmer.com is a business and a website owned and operated by my friend Liz Tagami and her husband Donald. They live up in Corning, California, which is just a couple hours north of me. And I recently had Liz on the podcast where we got to taste some of her delicious olive oils, both the Arbequina and Ascolano varieties, and they're grown and made right here in California. Well, the oils were really just the tip of the iceberg, because if you check out her website, you'll see that they import gorgeous balsamic vinegar from Modena. In fact, one of them uses three of my favorite Italian wine grapes as the base of the vinegar: Trebbiano, Lambrusco, and Sangiovese. I can't say that without singing. Oh my gosh, can you imagine how delicious that must be? And while on their website, if you sign up to stay in touch, you'll receive their newsletter and you'll get the fantastic recipes that Liz and Donald have created using their beautiful products. I'm so excited to introduce all of you to American Olive Farmer, and Liz has kindly created a discount code for our listeners. Use the code SIPWITHNIKKI, capital S, capital W, and capital N, SIPWITHNIKKI, for $10 off your order, and that can be anything from the site. Whether it's delicious olive oils, vinegars, or even gifts. I mean, you can send someone an olive tree as a gift. How cool is that? Check out AmericanOliveFarmer.com and support this fantastic, small, California-based, woman-led business. You can even set up an olive oil subscription. Go, check it out. You're welcome.
It's very good, except my mouth is full of food. Hold on a
second. Good, it's all right. We talk with our mouth full on this podcast. It's okay.
Oh my goodness, I have been talking so much about our awesome Mediterranean cruise since getting back last week that I talked my voice away. So I apologize for the raspiness of my voice. Good news is, I just need to set this up for you in this introduction, and then you're actually going to hear footage from our awesome day in Mallorca. Now, if you heard last week's episode, which was in Sicily, this is kind of the same format where I had a small microphone on me as we made our way through the adventures of our day. Hopefully you enjoyed that in Sicily. So we did it again for our day just off the coast of mainland Spain and Mallorca. And again, it was my partner, Michael, and then my parents, Dominic and Susan. So you'll hear the four of us having an awesome adventure. You know, Mallorca is known for its beaches, its history, its architecture, but it's also known for wine. And I have to say that I didn't know that as well as I should have, because this stop on the cruise was a last minute addition. It was not always going to be part of our itinerary, and then it was. So we didn't really do a whole lot of research and we didn't have a plan. And that goes against my nature. I love to research and plan, if you can't tell. But wow, what an awesome day that just spontaneously happened. So as we walked off the ship, we actually were approached by a taxi driver, and we made an agreement that he would take us around for a couple hours and show us the sights. And one of the things that we mentioned to him was that we really were interested in learning about the food of the island. And so the first piece that you'll hear is he dropped us off at the Mercado, the indoor market, which was not unlike in San Francisco, the ferry terminal building, or if you know Philly's Reading Terminal Market, you know, like an indoor market with all of the different vendors, stalls, and booths. And it was so cool. So we had a blast just looking at all of the meat and cheese and olives, and actually wound up having a picnic lunch in the Mercado with freshly sliced jamón and some local queso, some fresh bread, and of course, a bottle of Spanish wine, Albariño. And then we were walking through Palma, which is the capital city, and actually Michael led us to this very cool wine shop where we wound up having a spontaneous tasting with this wonderful couple, Ingrid and her partner, I believe it's her husband, who own the shop called The Liquor Store, which is a deceiving name because it really is a beautiful wine shop. And they have one of those dispenser machines where they can pour you like 1 ounce, 2 ounce, 5 ounces at a time. Now, thankfully, Michael is fluent in Spanish, which came in very handy because, as you'll hear, mine is quite limited. And this couple spoke English beautifully. But at one point, you will hear the husband and Michael having a conversation in Spanish as Ingrid and I are having a conversation in English. So it was just very cool. It was dynamic and there was a lot going on. Much like we do wherever we go, especially when there's food and wine involved, we made friends. And, you know, this is one of the things that I love so much about travel, because travel and wine and travel and food really go hand in hand. And you wind up meeting like-minded people. And now we have new friends in Mallorca who hopefully are going to come visit us in California wine country one day, and we'll be able to reciprocate. Now, you can order the wines from their shop, but the international shipping is a little bit prohibitive. So I was able to find the wine that we enjoyed and bought and took back onto the ship and drank on our veranda that night as we were sailing away. I was able to find it on my partner website, wine.com. So that is, in fact, this week's Sip Spotlight.
Sip Spotlight.
It's the red blend of Cayet Montenegro, and it has a little bit of Syrah for good measure. And I loved reading the story on this wine's website, because this Emmy Negra was founded by two friends who were self-taught in wine. And it said that they decided the wines of native Mallorca weren't reaching their full potential. So they took some unused milk tanks from a dairy farm owned by one of their families and then made two barrels of wine from Cayet. And they had bought them from local farmers. So I thought that their story kind of echoed Michael's and I's humble beginnings with our Solovato wine, which is also why I have an affinity to this beautiful Sip Spotlight. So I'm going to put the link in the show notes for the Enema Negre, or AN2 as they call it, which was a very interesting blend of some native red grapes from Mallorca that I did not know about until this very day that you are listening to. So Cayet and Montenegro, you'll hear me get a lesson from the shop owners on that. And I was excited when I researched this wine and got home that it is a highly rated wine, 92 points from Robert Parker. It's like a $35 price point, which is great for an international red. And it's delicious. It's got hints of smoky bacon and violets. I mean, come on, who doesn't want that? So check that out in the show notes. And as always, don't forget, you can support the podcast and buy me a glass of wine so I can continue my research. Again, link in the notes to do that. Here we go with our awesome, spontaneous, unplanned day on the beautiful island of Mallorca.
So we are in Palma. Got off the ship this morning, hired a taxi driver to take us to some sites in the town, and then he just dropped us off at the Mercado, at the market. And we just went from stall to stall looking at the jamon, queso, olives, and chorizo. And we got some beautiful ham sliced right off the big leg that hangs in the window. Some lovely Spanish cheese. And now we're sitting down in the market in the middle of all the stalls. And we are drinking some beautiful Spanish vino blanco, which is the Albariño based. It's called Costa de Donas Vino Blanco. Mostly Albariño in there. And then we also ordered some paella and some albondigas, meatballs, with tomate. And we're just kind of like sitting on folding chairs in the middle of the market, having a lovely impromptu lunch. Michael, thoughts on your lunch experience?
Food is good, it's delicious. Great little travel, great little taxi ride from the cruise ship to this market in the center of town. Great assortment of fresh fish, tapas, paella.
Even a sushi place in here.
Even sushi, yeah. Get fresh ham right off the leg, fresh bread. Amazing.
How's the wine? Talk us through this wine.
It's good. Clean, crisp, white.
Anything to share, Mama?
I'm not sharing my paella. It's too good.
I wasn't asking you to share your food. I was asking for you to share your thoughts.
Yes, everything is deliciously authentic. And this is the way to do it. Very European. Some cheese, some hams, some bread, and delicious paella. And meatballs. Are meatballs local?
I'm sure it's local beef. Big Dom, how's your lunch experience?
It's very good, except my mouth is full of food. Hold on a
second. It's all right. We talk with our mouth full on this podcast. It's okay.
We're in this market in Mallorca, and this is quite an interesting experience. We're sitting here at a little counter, and we're having sliced ham right off the bone, freshly made cheese, paella, meatballs, wine. It can't get much better than this. It's just very impromptu, and rather than sitting down in a restaurant, this is great. And this market is outstanding. They sell everything from fish to perfume and liquor and everything else in between. Wonderful, wonderful experience here in Mallorca.
Well said, Father, well said. You like this picnic lunch, don't you?
I love it.
Y este es un coupage de Chardonnay con Prensal Blanc y con Malvasia.
Stepped into a wine shop.
I'll try a small taste of that.
So how do you like that one?
Good. Tell me again the name of the grape.
Cayet.
Cayet. Only growing on Mallorca or also in mainland of Spain? Only here?
Only here.
Wow.
As it is, now only here. There are other places that they are trying to grow the grape. But the thing is, they are not getting the same results.
Mm.
This grape has been growing here for many centuries now.
Wow.
And it's very Mediterranean. It's very mineral, but at the same time, it's very fruity.
Yeah.
It's kind of a Pinot Noir.
Yeah.
A little bit more rough. It's kind of...
like earthy, rustic,
yes.
Yeah.
Like a rustic
Pinot Noir. So I just tasted the rosé from Cayet, but you also make it as a red wine.
Yes.
Yes.
I think this is the one that you can find almost every part of the world now.
Uh-huh.
These two, and these are 100% Cayet. The other grape, local grape, is this wine that is called Montenegro.
Oh, Montenegro,
yes.
Yeah.
The two grapes are kind of similar, just like this one is a little bit more elegant than the Montenegro.
Montenegro is even more earthy and rustic. Very interesting on the nose. Which one is this, Michael, that you just gave me?
Rioja. White
it's Rioja. A Rioja.
A white from Rioja.
How do you like your wine? What's the profile of the wine that you like? Do you like it fruity? Do you like it mineral? Do you like it
Soy de California, so me gusta con fruta, pero, o col, pero así.
Con todo. Elevada.
Y tannic. Es blanco, quiero que un poquito fruta, como melón, or...
Ooh, it's fruit and acid together.
Mm. This, the name of the grape is Escursac. And it's a recovered grape that it was almost extinct, and they are trying to bring it back.
Escursac Blanc.
And this one is exclusive from the island.
Wow.
No one else has this grape.
15 euros?
Yeah. I think we should get the red version of Cayet. See?
This one?
See? Only because we're leaving tomorrow. Yeah, we don't have. Your shop is beautiful. It's really nice. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I wish we would stay longer. We could buy more bottles.
How long are you staying in the island?
Well, we're on the cruise ship today, so we're just leaving soon. And then the cruise is finished tomorrow in Barcelona.
In Barcelona?
Sí.
I'm from Barcelona. You're flying back to the US?
Yes. So the luggage is. Full.
You've been collecting souvenirs.
Sí, Malta, Greece, yes. Thank you.
So you're drinking wine tonight?
Yeah, but we drink wine every night, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. This shop is beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Very nice. No wine from California.
We do.
You do?
We have this one. We have this one from California, Sin Fandel.
Yeah.
So we have this
one. Oh, Three Sticks. Yes, three yes, sticks. Yes, yes. I know Three Sticks. I live in Sonoma. I live 10 minutes from there. Three Sticks. Oh, very close. Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Have... I didn't even see those. What an interesting three wines from California.
We do have very different.
Three Sticks.
That one it was because somebody asked us to keep to have it
yeah.
here. But these two are amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the Pinot or the Chardonnay?
This is the Pinot.
Can't see. Pinot, yeah.
And this is
I recognize that label.
But this is super expensive.
Rebel.
Yeah. Maybe you can find Napa a Valley in the US.
How much is
an amazing Chardonnay?
85 euro Chard. Napa Valley American Canyon.
Yeah.
I never even heard of it.
Really?
No, and we work in the wine business in California.
You do?
Yeah, yeah.
Go check it out.
That's a cool label. World's End.
What do you do?
We make wine.
You do?
In Sonoma County, yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes, here, I'll give you our card. We make Sangiovese. It's called Solovato.
Okay.
It's very small production. 200 cases, very
okay.
small.
Okay. Do you export?
Yeah, not yet. Too small still.
Okay.
But we're just direct to consumer through our website.
Okay.
For now.
Nice.
Yeah, but we're growing. We're the owners, Michael and I.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
We want to do that when we grow up.
Yeah. Have you been to California?
We haven't.
No.
We have it as part of the plans to go and because we were thinking about going to Seattle. Get a car in Seattle and go down.
Beautiful.
All the
different wine countries.
Exactly.
And yeah.
Just go down and go to the whole thing, but
yes.
we need to book at least a month.
Yeah.
And I don't know what would be the best time to do it.
I mean, it's always good time and good weather. The summer and the fall is the busiest, like here, tourism.
Exactly, because for us it's impossible to leave.
Yeah.
But maybe February's
a great time.
It is.
Yeah. Send me a message if you're going to come. I'll help you to plan. I'm Nikki. What's your name?
Ingrid,
nice to meet you. Ingrid and...
Rodrigo.
Do you know him a little bit?
We met about a week ago.
Yeah, if you have any questions about visiting, just you can contact me. I'll give you suggestions, and I'd love to host you and show you around.
That would be
awesome. Yeah.
See, this is like finding like-minded people.
That's right. It's so true.
It's
we just love to talk about wine. We love to learn. We love to try. So.
Yeah. You taking wine from everywhere you've been.
A little bit,
yeah.
as much as our
but
luggage.
We drink it as we buy it.
We also bring it on the ship and we drink it before dinner.
Yeah.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's what we just bought two bottles here and we'll have them.
Oh, you'll have them before dinner tonight?
Yes.
Good.
We have a little happy hour
that's
on the veranda as we sail away and
oh,
say goodbye.
So
and then we drink the wine from the place. So, yeah, we did that from Crete, Athens, Santorini, Malta. Yes, Malta's wine was very interesting. And then day before yesterday, we were in Sicily.
Okay.
In Naqual.
Town here in Mallorca, it's in the middle of the island. They have a whole town, so you get to the Viña Gual town, and everything has to do with wine. It's beautiful.
Next time, we're gonna come and stay here next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you come next time, you come and stay for a bit.
Yeah.
We're going to drink so much wine.
Us?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, done.
Right?
Yes, my new friend Ingrid. Thank you, my friend. It's nice to meet you. Can we take a picture before we go?
Of course.
That way when I email you and you come visit me,
you remember me.
I'll remember Ingrid. Thank you. These are my parents, Susan and Dominic.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. You can tell?
Yeah.
You can tell they're
you
my parents?
You can tell, yeah.
Who do I look more like, him or her?
It's a mix.
Yeah. His nose.
Yeah.
But her light color.
It's her face.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Lucky you.
Oh, so wonderful. We have to go to the ship.
Yeah.
Oh, so nice to meet you. I want
to
stay and talk with you about wine all day.
All day.
Send me a message when you come to California.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Ciao, ciao.
Have a good day. Take care.
Gracias.
Ciao.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Pleasure. He has the wine, yes?
Yes.
Okay, good. Bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Oh my gosh, did you hear my dad singing his way out the door? That's where I get it from. As you could tell, we were just this big ball of energy and love with our new friends. And my takeaway is, you know, next time you're traveling, and it doesn't have to be somewhere exotic and international, it could be even walking somewhere new in your own town. Look around, go somewhere new, meet people, especially, like I said, that common thread, food and wine really just brings people together. If you'd like to see some pictures and video of what you just listened to, go to my Instagram. It's just at Nikki Lamberti. So Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, and then Lamberti, L-A-M-B-E-R-T-I. And there is a highlight bubble that says Mallorca, and you can actually put some visuals to the sounds that you just heard. And while you're there on my Instagram page, go ahead and give me a follow. That'd be great. And feel free to send me a direct message. How are you liking this? How did you enjoy this episode? What do you want to hear more of? Can't wait to hear from you. If you want to grab this beautiful Sip Spotlight wine from Mallorca, from wine.com, the link is in the show notes. And if you are not aware, wine.com has an awesome membership for $59 for the year. It gets you free shipping on all of your wine orders of $49 and up, so pays for itself in a couple of orders. Plus, you get access to special discounts. So I know from being in the wine business that sometimes the shipping cost of wine is what can make it a little bit off-putting. So wine.com has a great deal with their membership. I encourage you to check that out. And then that way you could take advantage of it anytime that you want to grab the Sip Spotlight wines that we're highlighting in all of these different episodes. If you're enjoying Sip with Nikki, please give us a rating, leave us a review, and share it with anyone that you know. Thank you so much for listening and putting up with my raspy radio voice today. And as always, sip well.